Good evening. I'm Sam Friedman with the KUAC News Minor Update. Alaska State Troopers are investigating a reported armed robbery of a taxi driver in Fairbanks. A trooper dispatch says a cab driver reported picking up a man on the morning of April 6th and driving him to the Chena Plaza in West Fairbanks, where the rider pulled a gun and demanded money. They say the driver reported that the man fired a shot into the ground, forced the driver from the cab, and drove off in the taxi, which was found abandoned later in the day. Troopers say the cab driver was injured in the incident. Delta Junction area state parks will receive an especially sharp cut this year under a budget being considered in the legislature. Alaska manages six state park properties in the Delta Junction area along the Richardson Highway. The budget introduced by Governor Bill Walker in December would close the division's small office in Delta Junction and halt active state management of the six parks. The budget would cut 10 jobs between Delta Junction, Harding Lake, and Fairbanks. Leaving the parks to what the state calls passive management amounts to neglect in the view of the Northern Area Alaska State Parks Citizen Advisory Board, which compared this year's plan to a budget that left state land north of Fairbanks at Olness Pond unstaffed for a decade. The advisory committee asked legislators to consider funding the state park jobs to keep the properties actively managed. The funding request is a tough sell for a legislature that faces a $2.8 billion deficit and has been in the business of cutting spending beyond the governor's blueprint, not adding new spending. The six Delta area parks are the Big Delta State Historical Park, Clearwater State Recreation Site, Delta State Recreation Site, Donnelly Creek State Recreation Site, Fielding Lake State Recreation Area, and Quartz Lake State Recreation Area. According to the governor's budget, passive management would involve removing park facilities such as bathrooms, picnic tables, and fire pits, and halting regular employee patrols of the park sites. Acting Parks Director Matt Wedeking said passive management will end most state employee services at the six Delta area parks. However, it's possible a private business could be contracted to provide some services in exchange for fees from users. Under a switch to passive management, the state does not plan to close public use rental cabins at Fielding Lake and Quartz Lake. It also wouldn't close Rika's Roadhouse Cafe and Gifts, a Delta Junction business that operates out of an early 20th century roadhouse at Big Delta State Historical Park. The State House has approved an oil tax bill. House Bill 111 passed primarily along caucus lines yesterday, with proponents saying it will stabilize the state's tax regime and get Alaska a larger share of oil profits. Opponents counter increasing taxes will drive away the industry. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rasha McChesney has more from Juneau.
In its current form, the bill would get the state out of the business of offering tax credits that can be exchanged for cash for work done on the North Slope. Companies would be expected to carry their losses until they're producing oil and owe a tax liability to the state. Then they could use those losses to offset taxes. A new addition to the bill cuts off a per-barrel credit given for oil production, but it also drops the base tax rate for the North Slope by 10%. If the oil industry investment stays the same and oil prices don't change dramatically, the Department of Revenue forecasts that the new oil tax credit system could raise oil income to the state for at least the next decade. Opponents and industry representatives have repeatedly argued that the state changes its oil tax credit regime too often. Opponents also question the idea of raising taxes on the industry at a time when oil prices are low. The oil and gas industry has shed thousands of jobs since record high employment in 2015. Fairbanks Republican Steve Thompson says a tax hike will cause more people to lose their jobs.
Oil companies have said they're going to be laying down drill rigs if this is what we're going to end up doing, because we will not be profitable.
But many in the Democrat-led majority caucus say that industry will not walk away from Alaska, citing other states and countries with higher tax rates and the state's high-quality oil. Fairbanks Democrat David Guttenberg says Alaskans should look at what the multinational oil companies say about Alaska in their shareholder meetings.
Part of what they have successfully conveyed to this legislature, which has always bothered me, is that their shareholders are more important than our people.
Guttenberg and 20 other legislators in the House are betting that the industry can handle the pressure. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.
For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Sam Friedman.